This is Briar Klopp, and I'm a sales agronomist for CHS Ag Services in Greenbush, Minnesota. And we're pleased to bring you this update from the Red River Farm Network. CHS Ag Services, providing solutions for your success.
Good afternoon, Farm News here on the Red River Farm Network. I'm Jamie Dickerman reporting from Washington, D.C. today. Our coverage from Washington all this week has been brought to you by Growth Energy, North Dakota Farm Bureau, South Dakota Corn, Minnesota Corn, and the Red River Valley Sugar Beet Growers Association. Well, we are here at the White House today for an event that the president is calling a celebration of agriculture. Hundreds of farmers and ambassadors of ag in some form or another here on the White House lawn today on a cold and rainy day here in the nation's capital, but the rain has subsided a bit, so we're excited to have the event coming up here momentarily. But we don't know exactly what all will be announced by the president, but we do know that the White House has said that they're going to be unveiling some farm policy here at this event. President Trump signaling new support actions as biofuels, aid programs, product of the USA, and RFS decisions taking center stage here at this event. Hundreds of farmers, agribusiness leaders here in D.C. for this event. There's even a tractor on the White House lawn, so it's quite the event going on here, but we are waiting to find out exactly what is said today. We did know that yesterday during the cabinet meeting, President Trump previewed a variety of actions to bolster farmers, highlighting roughly $12 billion in aid distributed through the Farmer Bridge Assistance Program using the Commodity Credit Corporation Authority. He again asserted the funding stemmed from tariff revenues. That's been contradicted by the U.S. Supreme Court ruling that invalidated the administration's use of the International Emergency Economic Powers Act for tariff collection. We don't know the specifics of this event, but the event widely expected to spotlight biofuels policy. Key possibilities include renewed emphasis on emergency waivers, allowing E15 gasoline sales during the summer driving season, the potential announcement of the EPA's renewable fuel standard, set two final rule. Main focus points in the EPA RFS plan include the final levels for biomass-based biodiesel, whether renewable identification numbers on fuel produced from imported feedstocks will carry over 50% value, and whether larger refiners will be forced to make up for RFS's obligations waived as a result of small refinery exemptions. So we don't know exactly the nature of the event and what's all going to be announced here today, but we do know the president will be speaking to farmers in the event that is called a celebration of agriculture here on the White House lawn. Reporting from Washington, D.C., I'm Jamie Dickerman. Now with more farm news, here's Tyler Donaldson.
Thanks, Jamie. At that Ag Celebration event at the White House today, President Donald Trump unveiled a plan to support farmers by cutting equipment regulations, expanding loan guarantees, and boosting biofuel mandates, aiming to offset rising fuel and fertilizer costs ahead of planting season. The proposal, partly driven by supply disruptions from the Iran conflict, includes higher renewable fuel targets and regulatory changes. But many measures are still pending approval, leaving uncertainty about how quickly farmers will see relief. And the Trump administration finalizing U.S. biofuel mandates today, setting 2026 requirements at 26.81 billion RINs and 2027 at 27.02 billion, while requiring large refiners to cover 70% of waived volumes. President Donald Trump says he is delaying a strike on Iran's energy infrastructure and extending a deadline for reopening the Strait of Hormuz until April 6th as negotiations continue. The move pulls back from earlier warnings of military action if the key shipping lane remained closed. Trump says talks are going very well, despite Iran previously rejecting a proposed ceasefire plan. Iran has warned it would retaliate against regional infrastructure if strikes move forward. Markets reacted quickly to the uncertainty, with stocks falling and oil prices rising amid concerns about the ongoing conflict. North Dakota Senator John Hoeven says the tensions in the Middle East are creating new challenges for agriculture, driving up fertilizer costs while also impacting global trade.
Those input costs were high before. You know, we've been wrestling with the input costs, particularly fertilizer, for a while. And there's a lot of things we need to do, including produce a lot more in our part of in North Dakota, which we're going to do. But then the phosphates and, you know, the other things really have skyrocketed because of the, you know, the Iran, what they're doing in the Strait of Hormuz. Now, I think we're getting close to getting through that, not only in terms of what our the incredible work of our military, other Arab states have joined us. Europe needs to get serious about helping out here, too. They got a big dog in this fight, and they need to quit acting like they don't.
At the same time, Hovind says long-term solutions come back to strengthening trade relationships and expanding market access for U.S. agriculture.
But President Trump really has a, you know, a heart for the farmer and the rancher. He cares about them. You know, I know working through the tariff process is a challenge, but his goal is to get better terms for our farmers and ranchers for the long term, better terms so that they're going to be more profitable over the long haul. And that means knocking down not only some of the tariff barriers, but the non-trade, you know, barriers as well, phytosanitary, currency manipulation, all the infringement that China does in terms of stealing our technology, all those kind of things. And, you know, we've always talked about getting tough on trade policy and getting a level playing field.
European Union lawmakers have taken a key step towards implementing a new trade agreement with the United States. Members of the European Parliament voted 417 to 154 to advance legislation tied to the deal, which was first reached in July of 2025. The agreement would eliminate tariffs on most U.S. goods entering the EU, while European exports to the U.S. would face a 15% tariff ceiling. The vote now opens the door for negotiations between EU lawmakers, member countries, and the European Commission, with talks expected to begin on April 13th. Lawmakers also added safeguards to ensure the U.S. upholds its commitments, including provisions that could suspend tariff reductions if imports surge and harm European industries. EU officials say the agreement would provide greater certainty for businesses on both sides as trade discussions continue alongside a World Trade Organization meeting this week. This is the Red River Farm Network. Farm news on the Red River Farm Network. Minnesota Congressman Brad Finstad is supporting new legislation aimed at improving transparency in fertilizer markets, while also addressing broader challenges facing agriculture. Finstad says the Fertilizer Transparency Act would require USDA to publish weekly fertilizer price data, giving farmers better tools to manage risk in a volatile market.
Yeah, I mean, I think it really just highlights the fact that how volatile markets can be to us in farm country that are completely out of our control. You know, we saw the uptick when Russia invaded Ukraine. Now we're seeing the uncertainty in the Strait and what that has caused for volatility in the market. So it begs the question I think that we have as a country need to ask ourselves, and that is, what are we going to do to become more reliant on our neighbors to provide some of these things? How can we look at new opportunities for new nutrient-type companies and programs? How do we reshore some of that? How do we create new strategic partnerships for the sourcing of those products? I think it has to be all of above type ideas and conversations.
Finstad says rising input costs, including fertilizer and fuel, are putting significant pressure on farm margins.
Because we have done for so long in this country just been content putting our head in the sand and saying, we're not going to do it in our backyard. We'll just trust someone else will provide that. And then we in farm country are held at the whims of foreign leaders, foreign tensions, conflicts, wars, you know, you name it. But at the end of the day, it is really an affordability issue for us because on the input side, we have seen that volatility. We have seen that increase of our inputs while we've had a very stale market. And so our margins have become thin, if not non-existent.
The U.S. potato industry is calling for economic relief and expanded trade opportunities as farmers face rising input costs and ongoing market uncertainty. National Potato Council CEO Cam Quarles says the ag industry is feeling the pinch.
I think the vast majority of U.S. agriculture, this is not unique to potatoes, vast majority of U.S. agriculture is in a very difficult spot. Some folks have suggested it's back to the 1980s, which those were some tough times for those who were around then. I think we can do things here at the federal level that it's certainly not going to put all the pieces back together, but I think it can soften the blows on some of these producers, offer them kind of a lifeline to get to hopefully better economic times. And we really want to keep these family farms in business.
Quarles says a meaningful economic relief package is needed, especially for specialty crops like potatoes, while trade opportunities could also provide a boost.
I had one producer 2 days after hostilities broke out said, look, my fertilizer quote just went up 30% overnight. And it's, and that was not the end of the increases. So it all of that uncertainty just challenges producers at a time when they're already under high stress. And we've got low commodity prices, input costs are through the roof. It's a very difficult time. The federal government can help, but they have to do it in an efficient way.
The Trump administration is easing sanctions on Belarus-linked financial and potash companies, a move aimed in part at addressing fertilizer supply concerns for U.S. farmers. The decision comes as the war with Iran has disrupted global fertilizer markets, particularly nitrogen supplies from the Persian Gulf, driving prices sharply higher and limiting availability. Some U.S. farmers are now struggling to secure fertilizer at any cost. President Donald Trump says the administration is preparing additional support for agriculture, noting a variety of policies are being developed to help farmers manage rising input costs tied to the conflict. The policy shift also reflects improving relations with Belarus. Leader Alexander Lukashenko recently met with the U.S. envoy in Minsk and ordered the release of 250 political prisoners as part of an agreement to ease some U.S. sanctions. High input costs and low commodities prices have farmers looking for everything they can to help with their bottom line. University of Illinois Extension beef specialist Travis Mateer says cattle grazing on cover crops changes the entire economic equation.
Having livestock is one of the fastest ways to make cover crops pay because it's forage, it's feed for cattle and other ruminants too. It's a no-brainer. We have to have, in a farming operation, we have to have some sustainability to profitability, and I just don't think we can rely on government payments to make our farms sustainable. Livestock right now looks like a really good option.
You're listening to the Red River Farm Network. Welcome to Inside Agriculture on the Red River Farm Network. The University of Missouri's Food and Agricultural Policy Research Institute says farm finances remain mixed heading into 2026. The latest outlook shows continued financial pressure for crop producers, while the livestock sector, especially cattle, is seeing strong profitability. Net returns for most row crops remain weak, even with a modest rebound expected in grain and oilseed prices. Corn is projected to average $4.31 for the 2026 crop, with soybeans at $10.39 per bushel for the 2026-27 marketing year. Prices for wheat and other crops are also expected to improve slightly, but margins are still tight and remain below the 10-year average. In contrast, the cattle sector continues to benefit from a shrinking beef cow herd, supporting record prices and strong returns for cow-calf producers. However, the report notes that cycle could begin to shift, with cattle prices expected to decline starting in 2027 as production expands. Minnesota Department of Agriculture hosted a Discovery Farms webinar to provide an update on the latest research on drainage water management in Minnesota. Minnesota Agricultural Water Resource Center Discovery Farms coordinator Tim Radatz provided data about sediment loss from surface water runoff versus drainage water in fields.
On these fields where we've done both, about 3/4 of the water movement off the field has been in subsurface tile. But if we move to TSS yield, and TSS is total suspended solids, it's a measure of sediment loss, we can see that almost 95% of our sediment movement is through surface water runoff and not subsurface tile. So that would tell me that if we're concerned with sediment movement, we should really be focusing on surface water runoff and practices that impact that surface water runoff.
Radatz noted that most phosphorus movement was through surface water runoff as well, while nitrogen loss was through subsurface drainage, the leading cause of the project.
So there's a couple different ways we can impact nitrogen loss. One would be with decreasing concentrations in the soil profile, so just decreasing the amount of nitrogen that's available to move with that water. And this can be done with our 4R practices and proper nitrogen management, which can include using the right preparatics at the right rates at the right times. All those things can impact the amount of nitrate available to move with the tile water. The other thing that can impact it is looking at ways to reduce the amount of tile flow. And this is kind of what we're looking at with this controlled drainage project. If there are certain time periods during the year that we can reduce that flow, we can also reduce the amount of nutrients that are moving with that flow.
Chicken quotes, July wheat Minneapolis, a penny and a quarter higher to 660 and a half. July wheat Chicago, 3 1/4 higher at 612 and a half. KC wheat's up 2 cents to 628 and 3/4. May corn, 5 1/2 cents lower, 461 and a half. May soybeans are down 14 cents to 1160. In Winnipeg, May canola is down $12 per metric ton at 717.40 Canadian. April live cattle are 320 higher, 238.30. April feeders, 602 up to 361.10. April hogs are up a nickel to $90.87. Dow Jones Industrial Average is 669 points lower at 45,290. Crude oil, $4 higher. This is the Red River Farm Network.